Proclamation number 8783 dated the March 18th, 1964. A mediator's introspection. One day it will be a blessing for you that you were able to bear up against temptations, that you took refuge in me during every adversity and inner affliction, and that you are once again allowed to test your will as to who should gain control over you. I must allow all temptations to take place, for you only become victors by fighting, and every temptation is a test of your willpower to endorse that which you know to be the truth. Time and again deceptive lights will weaken your eyes, and time and again you will be thrown into inner doubts or questions, and then it will be up to you to whom you will turn in order to settle all doubts and to receive an answer to all questions. And blessed are you if you only ever turn to me, your God and Father of eternity, who is the truth and wants to grant it to everyone who wants it. And time and again I have to tell you that the human being's free will is the explanation for everything. It is not prevented from digressing from the truth, and every person is influenced by the spiritual kingdom according to his frame of mind. And thus, his thinking will more or less correspond to the truth as well, and on the foundation of his thoughts he will add further knowledge, and he cannot be certain as to whether it originates from the eternal truth. And, again, every individual person's will is judged, whether he wants to give something to his fellow human beings, whether he wants to help them, and whether the reasons for his actions are good, whether he is therefore kind-hearted and wants to please other people. Accordingly, he will also think right. He simply should not yet have created his own foundation on which he will subsequently build. It is therefore especially important to establish the origin of his thoughts, for the wholesome can end up wrong if a miscalculation had already slipped in at the very beginning. This is why the pure truth is only ever guaranteed if it can pour into an empty vessel. If I myself am the source and let the flow of my strength of love pour into a vessel which has been completely emptied, then I will be able to instruct a person from the beginning and misguided thoughts will be excluded, for they cannot exist alongside the pure truth from me. They will be instantly recognized as wrong and will therefore not be accepted. And every person has to subject himself to this introspection if he wants to work as a mediator between me and the human race and convey the truth to them. The spiritual world has every possibility at its disposal of taking possession of a person, of subjugating his will and then of working through this person. As to whether this happens in a positive or negative sense is determined by the person who hands himself over to spiritual forces so that they can speak through him. And the degrees of maturity vary so much in the spiritual world that their messages, too, are entirely different. You humans don't always possess the necessary gift of discernment to have the guarantee of knowing the truth. Therefore the world of light will always advise you to shape yourselves such that it will enable the working of the spirit within the person, so that I myself, the eternal Father Spirit, will be able to express myself through the spiritual spark in you. In that case you can be certain that only pure truth will be imparted to you. And I myself will always inform you about the characteristic of the divine working of the Spirit, which will enlighten you about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. For all you humans will live your earthly existence in vain if you don't find the path to him, who alone can release you from my adversary's power, who alone can redeem the original sin, which consisted of your past apostasy from me, and who alone can grant you the strength to liberate yourselves through his acquired blessings on the cross to strengthen your will. One caused your downfall. One can and will redeem you and lift you up to him again. And this one needs to be recognized and acknowledged as Redeemer of the world, in whom I embodied myself and accomplished the act of salvation for people. And if the knowledge of this is not clearly and unequivocally made accessible to you, then you are not taught by me myself and continue to remain in spiritual darkness until you have found the light which emanates from me directly and fills everyone who merely opens his heart and accepts what I either directly or indirectly aim to impart to him. But he must want to know the truth from the bottom of his heart. Then he will receive it and also completely understand what is offered to him from the spiritual kingdom. I cannot do anything else but convey my word to you directly, which is purest truth. Nevertheless, you are at liberty to accept it or to acquire different spiritual knowledge which can appeal to you as well, but which will always remain a deceptive light that has no effect on your soul. But as soon as you turn to me with the serious request to illuminate your spirit and to give you the correct discernment between right and wrong, you will not appeal to me in vain, for I protect everyone from error who sincerely desires the truth, but neither will I hinder my adversary, who will do everything in his power to confuse your thinking by presenting you with spiritual knowledge which is contradictory to the truth. For he will fight the truth until the end, but until the end Roman 1, 2, will send you the light which will strengthen your faith and make you blissfully happy. Amen.